brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, the star of the new hit television investigation report, Conspiracy Theory. Jesse Ventura will be joining us in the last hour today. Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joins us in this hour. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be getting into the setup of the militias here in the U.S. ahead of government-sponsored staged terror to be blamed on the Tea Parties and all the good old boys that have loved all these wars. It's all actually been designed and set up for you. Obviously, we're going to talk about the confirmed children and the ambulance that came to get the dead and dying off the streets. This is from 3 years ago. WikiLeaks released this yesterday. They've been talking about releasing it the last week and a half. They said they've got a whole bunch of other videos of similar things. But this video is nothing compared to all the video we've got. I mean, there's countless videos that are being seen on international television shot by U.S. and British troops where you will have 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids being beaten, being killed, and there's this same demonic noise the troops make. It's a, oh, yes, you know, it's like what a psycho does in movies. And I guess that's modeled in the films after real psychos. I always thought growing up that Italian gangsters didn't really talk like that, like, oh, how you doing there, pal? Oh, yeah. Until I've been to New York quite a few times and actually met people that talk like that. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying, you think Hollywood's over-dramatizing psychopaths with someone belted into a gurney torturing them, going, oh, you go ahead and beg for your life, and making these demonic victory noises of pleasure. I've seen video after video after video where our troops do this demonic pleasure thing when they're killing women and children, especially. It's an added goodie. And this is an army of darkness. It's condoned. It's supported. It's promoted. This is what tough guys do. Of course, George Washington was the opposite of this. And there is collateral damage in war, but this whole war is based on a fraud and a lie. So we're going to walk through. We've tried to edit the full unedited footage down to about 10 minutes from 17, all the cussing and pleasuring themselves and, ah-ha, dead kids and, ha-ha, ran over that dead body. So we're going to be playing that while Rivero's on with us today and analyzing it piece by piece. But another issue is how the media is spinning this, saying this is a great thing. Or they're still saying this, the dead puppy, throwing the puppy off the cliff, is fake, when the Pentagon, here's CNN, admits it's real. So there's this denial of what's going on. Mike Rivero, I would imagine you've seen the footage. Give us your take on it.
Well, I'm absolutely shocked by the footage, you know, to actually see it. I'm not surprised these things are happening. Looking at it, it's obvious that our troops are so conditioned to view anybody that is doing anything other than simply walking along as suspicious. We are now coming to understand that what those pilots thought were AK-47s were actually cameras with telephoto lenses being carried by these reporters for Reuters News. And the pilots just leapt to a conclusion, oh, there's something on a strap, it's a long tube, must be some kind of weapon, and they got permission to fire, and they just blasted everybody in the area. They didn't even target just the soldiers carrying, or what they thought were soldiers carrying rifles, they simply blasted everybody in the area. And then the most sickening thing is you've got this guy on the ground, which we later find out is one of the Reuters reporters, and he's just crawling, wounded, bleeding all over the place, trying to get out of the street, up on the sidewalk, and they're talking about, can we shoot him? He's still alive. Can we shoot him? Give us permission to shoot him. The van shows up. People get out to help this wounded guy. There is no sign of aggression. There's no sign of any weapons. There's no uniform or anything to indicate that these are hostile forces. The Apache crews get permission to fire, and they just blast this van. Then we find out there are children in it. They were just there trying to help the guy. We got a couple of dead Reuters reporters. It's disgusting. It really is.
Well, and also, when they're picking up his body, they go, that's a weapon. Open fire. They can see it's his body they're picking up. So they're framing him. Soon to be police officers in a city near you, pulling your daughter over. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero. Stay with us. Key information straight ahead.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We know that WikiLeaks has scores of videos, WikiLeaks told MSNBC this morning, of gun camera footage. In some cases, of hundreds being killed. They'll go to a wedding. They say there's one guy they want to get. They kill everybody. And more times than not, the person they even wanted to kill wasn't even there. And there is footage all over Afghanistan of reporters being killed. They are targeting reporters because they don't want them there. And now the Pentagon in the last year has been talking about targeting reporters here in the United States and going after websites. The issue here, the foundation of this is PNAC, George Bush's handlers, wanted to go into Iraq. They said we have to have a Pearl Harbor event to do it. They lied about WMDs premeditatedly. They knew they weren't there. That's come out in the Downing Street and White House memos. Over 1 million dead Iraqis in the last 6+ years. That's a conservative number. Some are as high as 1.5 million. Almost none of those are actual military combatants. So it's a scorched earth policy. Same thing in Afghanistan. And it's so bad now, Mohammad Karzai is panicking, the Unocol executive, the globalist puppet, saying he may join the Taliban and kick the U.S. out because he knows his days are numbered. And joining us to talk about this is Mike Rivero. Mike, I want to go over all the facets and the psychological issues here and the neocons everywhere defending this today and still lying and saying the troops aren't killing puppies and things, even when that's admitted. But it's also... the psychological abuse of the troops, putting them in this type of culture, promoting this type of culture, Mike. And now the majority of new police recruits, as you know, in the last decade, are being recruited out of the military. So these guys are going to be on our streets and are on our streets.
Yeah, that's a very terrifying situation here. I mean, we've seen video of American soldiers throwing live grenades into flocks of sheep just to see what's going to happen. And this kind of incredible callous disregard is something that obviously is being indoctrinated into these kids when they get over there. And we saw the same thing in Vietnam, where ordinary, well-behaved young men and women were drafted into the military. They were sent through boot camp, which turns you into a crazed killer in just, you know, 6 weeks of basic training. Then they come back into the society and they have trouble reintegrating and going back to being well-behaved citizens. And this video that we saw yesterday, what is really most chilling about it is, as you were saying, to just hear the sounds of their voices and how excited they are to be doing this and this complete detachment from the recognition. Those are real human beings down there. I know it looks like a giant Nintendo set when you're studying it through your thermal vision system, but those are real people down there, and they haven't done anything that justifies being blown apart by cannon shells. And yet these pilots and gunners, they're just having the time of their life. That's a very scary psychology at work.
And I've listened to the gun camera tapes from Korea, Vietnam, and other wars. They were very professional as they were dropping bombs, as they were killing people. You don't hear these type of celebrations. And then when the ground troops show up, they're not celebrating. They're freaked out when they see these two wounded girls. And they radio back, hey, there were kids in that van. We got to get them to the hospital. And the helicopter pilot just giggles and says, you shouldn't bring them to a battle. When they've just targeted basically an ambulance, they're there framing the people on the ground, saying they've got weapons. Clearly, when they're helping to get the wounded in the car, they're saying, oh, there's a weapon, and giggling. They know there's not a weapon. They're all there encouraging each other, saying, come on, let me shoot, let me get them, like it's a video game. And this is all part of the conditioning and the dehumanization that has taken place.
Well, the important thing to remember right now is when all the propaganda is said and done, these videotapes are how the United States is going to be judged and seen by history in the coming years. There's no amount of glorification and flag waving that is going to erase the memory of what is really going on in the ground there. And I'm afraid that the United States, as a moral leader in the world, is absolutely finished because of videotapes like this one. Nobody is going to see America as the good guy anymore. We are the 21st century version of the Nazi conquering hordes, and that's exactly how history is going to remember us.
Well, this is in Nuremberg. It came out that on the Eastern Front and in Serbia, they would go in and just kill whole villages, and it was the same attitude. And hundreds of Nazi officers were hung by the neck until dead for this. But now we're told, no, this is what the good guys do.
Yeah, basically that's it. And, you know, the war crimes trials are run by the victors is really what it comes down to. And we know that the U.S. did some very atrocious things in World War II as well. It's just because they were the winners, nobody got prosecuted. But right now, as we head into what looks to be an attempt to, again, sell us a war in Iran, I need to remind everybody that my concern about any more war is we're not in a position to win. And that, you know, we don't have the economy, we don't have the manufacturing capacity, and if we push these wars any further and we are defeated, all of our political leaders are going to be standing on those gallows, as they should, for the crimes that we see in these videotapes.
I want to play a video that I played the audio of last hour. And when I say I've seen countless videos, I mean, just live last hour, I remembered some of these and told them, search troops beat Iraqi children. And one of these kids looks like he's about 6 years old. He's in a pool of blood. They drag him off the street for supposedly throwing rocks. They bring him in. The British troops are beating him. There's pools of blood. They're stomping their groin. They're beating him in the head with batons. And there are U.S. troops, like Satan and Beelzebub, sitting up on top of parapet at a base, looking down 50 yards away, making the most demonic sounds of sadistic enjoyment that I've ever heard. And I noticed this same giggling and chortling on tape after tape after tape when our troops and contractors are sitting off the road, just randomly shooting up a highway, people falling out dead. We have all these videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The same demonic sounds when they throw a hand grenade in between sheep and a sheep herder. literally just killing people and enjoying it. I want to play this video and audio so people can hear the sound of, for lack of a better term, what a demon-possessed ringwraith sounds like in a blood orgy. Here it is. They're dragging the kids in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 No, please, don't hurt me. Right? You little f***. Shoot in the ass. You little f***. Die.
That's enough. It goes on and on. Now, every time they stomp him in the groin, every time they beg, his demonic whale song, you know, whales have a beautiful song, but our troops, you just heard the song. The demon song is, I guess, what I would coin the term for. This is demon song. This is demonic praise. Christian, you know, music would be beautiful choral, hark the herald, angels sing, glory to the newborn king, uplifting. But this is demon song. What do you think of that, Mike Rivera?
Well, you know, I listen to this stuff, and I'm flashing back to the revelation that the U.S. government has actually been drugging our troops, giving them speed and all kinds of things so they can get more work out of them in the combat zones. And I'm beginning to wonder if there are some other chemicals at use here that are just turning these kids into such inhuman, insensitive monsters, because it is scary to hear this and realize these are human beings. I don't even want to admit that I'm the same species as these people when I hear these sounds.
Well, it's funny you'd say that. 5 years ago, that was 6 years ago. In fact, pull this up. It was a Wired magazine story called The Marshall Plan. It's not what weapons our troops will have in the future, but what drugs they will be on. And they admit that they're giving aggression drugs secretly to the troops. Then they give them an amnesiac similar to Halcyon to not remember it. And they've done drills where they order them. And remember, Gruckheimer was in the Ithaca Times years ago saying, oh, yes, we go in and kill everyone in the village, men, women, and children. We line the kids up and shoot them in the back of the head. And then the Pentagon came out and said, well, only certain villages. And so they give them drugs to do it. Then they give them amnesiacs. Our troops are under mind control.
It's a very scary situation. They're being turned into robots. We're seeing it in the videotape. They're conditioned to see anything as a threat and to open fire on it. And it's scary. I mean, it's almost like the scenes from Terminator where people are down on the ground and these robotic machines are in the sky killing everything that moves. And it doesn't matter that there's a real flesh and blood pilot. If they're juiced up on all these chemicals, they're still robots. They're organic robots, but they're still robots and they're killing everything that moves. I can't imagine that Reuters News Service is going to treat this issue very, very gently. It did take CNN a day to finally come forward and cover this WikiLeaks story. But I think the media has to be looking at all the dead reporters that we're seeing in the war zones and realizing that maybe cutting the government slack on these wars isn't such a good idea because they could be next. They could
exactly.
Be the next.
Here's another video to search of hundreds. It was another Reuters reporter. Tank kills Reuters reporter. And he's out front in the street with his camera. He's videotaping with a full crew. They just drive right up and machine gun him from the top of the tank. I mean, there's been so many of these, but they're hardly ever on U.S. TV. But as you said earlier, the entire world is seeing this every day and knows that the United States is the Legion of Doom. And for people that say, oh, kill all them Hajis, they're not human, the bankers see you as not being human as well. That's why they're announcing they're preparing to take all of your pension funds and bank accounts for the banks in the next banking takeover, in the next crisis they stage. So remember, all of you out there that have turned into demons supporting this, by extension, remember, the same elite sees you the way they see the Hajis, as they call them, the ragheads. That with those type of racist statements. And obviously, ladies and gentlemen, things are only going to get worse from here. And everybody's kind of forgotten about the wars because Obama's in and he's continuing to torture everything else. Mike Rivera, straight ahead. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. No school is. Okay, that's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, who? on your loop.
Later, the car's owner told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
Now, see, the issue here is they find a guy with some wood he's gotten out of a field. I've watched the whole frontline piece. This is what they're cooking their food with. And they say, no, this is how we win your hearts and minds. You were caught getting some wood. We're now going to shoot your car up and laugh, then run over it back and forth with a $2 million tank that could damage the tank, and then laugh at you. They laugh. It's an enjoyment. They kill dogs. It's an enjoyment. Mike Rivero.
Yeah, it is not an image that we, the American taxpayers, want to see out in the world, because we pay for it all. And ultimately, in theory, we're responsible. These public these troops are the public face of America, and we're all being told that we're bringing democracy to these people, that we're there, that they're supposed to be welcoming us with flowers, and then we get this slap in the face that our troops are behaving just like the Nazis in occupied territory. And, you know, years from now, I'm sure they'll be making movies about the American troops, and they'll be portrayed on the screen the way we now portray the Nazis, as these inhuman monsters that take incredible delight in what they're doing. And by the way, as a little historical footnote, the Nazis were real big on drugging their troops as well. They were using more natural chemicals like St. John's wort and valerian root. They were giving their troops this stuff.
Oh, they were giving them. They were also giving them anabolic steroids.
And meth. Methadrine was invented by the Nazis, I understand, as a battlefield drug to make them stronger, more fearless, to see better in the dark, and to basically feel no inhibitions whatsoever about going out and doing what they were doing to the targeted populations. So we're following along in a very ignoble tradition, if you will. And with regard to this targeting of reporters, I was thinking during the break, back during the initial invasion of Iraq in 2003, where the journalists were all put in this one hotel in Baghdad, and I remember this video where this tank across the block, this traffic circle, literally turned and shelled the hotel where the press was located, and there were signs identifying that this was the media center and everything. And, you know, afterwards, you know, the military was making jokes about it and said, well, I had my finger on the trigger, and they had a big sign saying press. So, and, you know, aha, and a very, very funny. But, yeah, even back then, the military were killing the reporters. They didn't want them around to see.
Well, there was a London Guardian article where the reporter was with the Marines, and they got a 50-caliber rifle in Basra, and this woman's walking with children in her hands, leading them, and they said, look at that bleeper, called her a name, and they placed bets, and it was 1,000 yards away on whether they could blow her head off. Then they blow her head off, and they have a big celebration, and then back at base, the reporter confronts them, and a bunch of Marines chant, we love killing kids. And it turns out the Marines now have a chant about go out in the school ground, let the little bastards gather around, mow them down, you know, throw the candy on the ground, watch the little bleepers gather around, then mow them down. I mean, this is demonic. I mean, they might as well start wearing devil horns or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And it again, this is not the image of the war that we're being fed here at home, where, you know, our troops are really good guys and they're being welcomed and everybody loves them and we only ever target the bad guys. And yet we're seeing from all of these various theaters, whether it's Pakistan or wherever, that the U.S. government is killing 40, 50 non-combatant civilians for every one suspected terrorist. And again, we don't really know if there was anybody there that needed, you know, that justified that kind of an attack.
Plus, we're invading them. They weren't involved in 9/11. No one even says that now. But what about all the cases where they go into a family, rape them, and then kill everybody to cover it up?
And then dig the bullets out, which we're getting another report about that in Afghanistan.
Yeah, in fact, I forgot to get that and send it to you. A New York Times, Pentagon admits cover-up in village massacre. So that's there. And then Pat Tillman was going to come home and expose the whole war as a fraud, so they fragged him. They murdered him. Mike, stay there. We're going to come back and play this raw video.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, these men that hypnotized follow us. Call this a new war. It is not new, and it is not foreign.
Adolf Hitler, he wanted a world government with himself as the master leader.
One small central authority of individuals can then dictate a policy that's going to be distributed down to the rest of the world, everywhere.
The Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the world's superclass. This documentary chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
We've become accustomed to the idea that every now and then something's going to happen, and we just know from the beginning we're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, media propaganda, and debt.
Americans are easily motivated by false flag operations, and I think it's inevitable that we will see false flag operations in the near future.
Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth.
A network Washington set up to run arms to the Contras wound up running cocaine for the most vicious drug cartel in the world.
Barney Frank acknowledged having used a male prostitute, whom he then hired as a personal employee. And he ran a prostitution business out of Frank's home.
If you look at the elite throughout history, many of the people that achieve pinnacles of power are into the occult.
Stories about what happens in these redwoods are hard to come by.
The Invisible Empire, a new world order defined. Secure your copy of Invisible Empire on DVD at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or see it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
This evil will not be done in my name or my family's name. Invisible Empire, the new film, starts shipping in just, what, 8 days? 9 days. Order the DVD now. Support us, but more importantly, make copies of it. It gives you the history of the New World Order, how they operate, their mindset, who they are, how to stop them. 18 months in the making, our new film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. And then coming out a week later, you can pre-order the DVD now. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Totally proves the COG government, the shadow government, the FEMA camps, where they are, the executive orders, the torture, the riot police at the G20. Both films available now at Infowars.com. They will also premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv on the 15th and 21st for PrisonPlanet.tv members that are also watching us live right now, an added level to the syndicated radio broadcast. You can also call toll-free to order both the new films, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. The people are now ready to be awakened. The people are now ready to see the truth. Get the films, get them out to everybody, key tools in the info war, and see your purchase as a donation to make what we do here possible. If you believe in what we're doing, we need your financial support. Going back to Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Mike, I keep going back to this, but I want you to speak to it in detail. Then we're going to play longer clips with the cuss words cut out of the murdered operation with this gun camera footage from these Apaches for the radio listeners and viewers. But, Mike, specifically, people think they're in a bubble here in the U.S. and that we can lie about people and invade them and kill them and do all these things and that we won't be abused here. But the very same police state grid is being put in place here. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen the LRADs are going out there. They're talking about the microwave pain guns. They're using tasers incredibly recklessly. The same tools of public oppression that we're seeing at use on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan are going to be directed against the American people by the U.S. government in order to perpetuate its own power and privilege and wealth. We're descending into a fascist economy. There is absolutely no question about that at this point. And the U.S. government is not going to surrender its power willingly. We're looking at all these 10th resolution movements in the states. The governor of Utah just signed a bill using eminent domain to try and recover some of the lands the federal government has stolen. That's going to wind up in a court fight. At some point, we're going to see federal troops marching into a state in order to enforce federal law over the state's wishes. And at that point, we're going to see some shooting start. But the bottom line is no tyrannical government ever gave up power willingly just because it was the will of the people. I have been the whole purpose of my website and radio show for the last 16 years has been to try and find a way to get the government pointed back to a republic without bloodshed. I'm beginning to be convinced that the U.S. government is never going to allow that to happen. It's either going to collapse or there's going to be some kind of a civil war. Of the two, obviously, I favor collapse without bloodshed like the Soviet Union did. If there is a war in this country, I hope it'll be as short as the Romanian Revolution. That was over in just 2 weeks.
Well, let's go back here. Every case the government's caught lying with Pat Tillman, with just every single issue. Here's the New York Times today. U.S. admits role in February killing of Afghan women. And today they've come out and admitted that there has been a complete cover-up. Here's Salon, U.S. forces, horrifying Afghanistan cover-up. Our troops killed 5 non-insurgents at a birthday party. Could they at least give us an explanation? I mean, it is standard procedure for the police, the military, the government to do this, and under NORTHCOM, under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, they're stating, and now at football games, horse races, mass shootings in Alabama, DUI checkpoints in California, they have regular Army, regular Marines. In Tennessee last year, this is in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, we have the state rep on, the governor said you can't have these military checkpoints, and they just went ahead and did it. So they're clearly trying to condition the military, the public, everybody for a mass takeover. Why are they preparing for a physical takeover? It's because they know the banks are looting us by design. We're going into a real depression. This is a planned takeover by the Pentagon that's taken over hundreds of other nations. Mike Rivero, can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that the ultimate plan is this global government. They've been trying to convince us that it's necessary because of human-caused global warming, and already, as one of the harshest winters in recent memory melts into spring, already the propaganda is cranking up to say, oh, we've got a global environmental crisis. We've got to have a global government to solve it. They're going to come back and try the swine flu again this year. Got to have a global health authority because of the global pandemic crisis, global financial meltdown. We've got to have a global bank. They're really pushing this whole global situation. They understand that the American people are about ready to fire the U.S. federal government. They're actually eager for that to happen so they can tear down the existing federal government and say, okay, now we've got a new global government ready for you to sign on to. Won't it be wonderful and better than what you had before? And of course, no. Every time you hear global government, that's what Hitler wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Alexander the Great wanted. It's always great for the rulers and terrible for the people. I think I echo the sentiments of a lot of Americans when we say at this point, we just want to be left alone. We don't want big government at any level. Just let us have our little town councils and our local community and take care of ourselves, and the rest of you, go away. You know, find someplace else to play your little games.
But they're not going to stop. They've studied psychological warfare. No. They shipped the narcotics in. In fact, you guys printed it like five times. I never even covered it in the last 2 weeks. It's a Reuters headline. NATO says no to Russian plan to eradicate poppies. The Russians came out and said, look, we know you're shipping $500 billion a year of this out. Spray the poppies. And NATO and the U.S. said, no, we don't want to upset the Afghans. We're going to let them grow their poppies. We know the real Taliban, not the CIA Taliban, had eradicated almost all of them. It's up over 12 times in the last 8 years in production. And here's Reuters admitting our government is protecting the poppies. And then they ship it in to legalize slavery. When idiots use it, they then put the idiots in their private prisons. I mean, this is slavery.
It absolutely is, and it's a huge moneymaker. I mean, the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University was founded with opium money. Vietnam, we had Air America flying Kunsan's opium back to the United States inside the body bags of our Vietnam dead. We lost Vietnam. The CIA goes into South America. All of a sudden, we have a cocaine epidemic that involves the elder Bush and Bill Clinton. Now we're back into Afghanistan, and it's bumper crop of opium. And this idea that we have to leave those poor poppy farmers alone because they won't have anything to do. Well, what were they doing for a living when the Taliban ran the place and shut the opium poppies down? They had a job at that point. Clearly, the U.S. has grabbed Afghanistan to turn it into the new opium-growing capital of the world, and that opium is flooding into Russia, and it's flooding into the United States of America. We are seeing a new surge of heroin flowing into the streets of America. It is very pure. It is very potent. We are seeing overdose deaths beginning to happen all over again, just like during Vietnam. We were mired in Vietnam, and the heroin flowed in the streets of America. Huge amounts of money being made by the American drug lords. Hollywood kept telling you, oh no, the drug problem, it's all South American people. It's all Asians. It's all the blacks. You know, it's not our own political leaders. Then we find out after Eugene Hassenfuss's plane crashes, yeah, the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country.
Now, I want to, in two parts, it's a seven-minute video. We'll play part of it now, get Mike Rivero's take on it, maybe keep Mike a little bit in the next hour if he can do it, and play the rest of the video. Then Jesse Ventura is coming up. But I wrote some notes last night on points I want to make about this gun pod footage and how they're going after WikiLeaks now. Again, the media's response saying this is no big deal, this is okay. But then Tony Schaefer, the colonel who tried to stop 9/11, he went on MSNBC this morning and said, wait a minute. And he read the rules of engagement and said, they're pulling up, there's no weapons, there's wounded, this is a violation of military law, U.S. law, and Geneva Convention law to open fire on these people getting wounded into a vehicle. We know this is illegal, and if the military was to charge these officers that had done this, then it would send a message not to do this. But instead they run PR events where they charge a Navy SEAL guy for punching a detainee in the nose to make it look like they're keeping the troops from doing their job. Again, those are all psyops. So you can rape and kill women You can kill children, that's okay, but don't punch somebody in the nose. This is all psyops to make it look like they're tying the hands of the troops when really they're forging them into demons. Now, here's a 7-minute video we're going to upload to YouTube. It's a clean version with all the cuss words and things cut out of it, we hope. But here it is for the first time here of the event from 2007 that was leaked yesterday by WikiLeaks. Here it is.
Walking by, and one of them has a weapon. Roger, receive, sir. 208. See all those people standing down there?
We have no personnel east of our position, so you know, 3-2 engage, over.
All right, we'll be engaging.
Roger, go ahead. I can't get them now because they're behind that building. We got an RPG.
All right, we got a guy with an RPG.
I'm going to fire.
Okay, hold on. Let's come around. Okay, go ahead. Let's come our point of view.
Okay, we're going to come back and play the part where they kill the kids or wound the kids. The reports aren't clear. They left very seriously wounded, but they wouldn't let them into a U.S. hospital, so that's not known. But the issue here is, at first you see a tripod, you see cameras. I can tell they're cameras. This is blurry internet video compared to what they were seeing. But maybe the troops are wrong, you're thinking. You know, maybe they're wrong. Then, when it's clear they're cameras, when it's clear no one's got a gun, when they're on the ground crawling, they start saying, oh, yes, that van's pulling up. They're getting weapons and wounded. When they're not, they're getting one guy off the street. You then see how they're framing them, and it's reminiscent of all the cop videos where their own squad car busts them because they forget to erase it, and they go, I'm going to frame him right now. I'm going to give the signal. They walk over to the guy in handcuffs behind the car and go, oh, what's this, and take it out of their back pocket. Mike Rivero.
Well, you know, when I first saw this video, when WikiLeaks first put it out there, right at the moment where the guy says, oh, yeah, there's a guy with an RPG, there's a guy with an RPG, and I was looking at the video, and the first thought that went through my head is, no, that's a camera. It, with a telephoto lens, I mean, the front of it was way too wide to be an RPG, and the guy from his body language was just looking around the corner to see if it was safe to maybe take a picture. And yet the guy's saying, oh, this is an RPG, and they just opened fire on the guy. At that moment, it really wasn't clear. These guys are not checking their targets. They very much got that Pope Innocent III mentality, kill everybody, let God sort them out, and cover it up afterwards. And again, it's they're just going out there and shooting all these people, and their only concern is, ooh, we don't want to look bad to the chain of command. And it's not the image of the American fighting man that we, the people who pay the bills, want to see.
Well, even on the blurred footage, the third or fourth generation that we're seeing, you can see the little kids' faces looking out the car, and they know, and then they laugh about it later. That's got to be the most painful part about this, because this is destroying the name of our country, Mike.
Absolutely. It's dragging the image of the United States through the dirt. Not that it needed much help from the last 10 years. We've got to get these videos out there, because it's going to become impossible for the U.S. government to sell a new war in Iran when Americans see the conduct of our troops in the existing conflicts. And I know the corporate media is out there trying to excuse this all away and say, well, bad things happen in war. Yeah, and our side is doing them. We're the invaders. We're the conquerors.
Stay there.
We know that
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
If the system can set the precedent to allow this type of merciless killing, they will carry these type of operations out in the United States, and they are deploying drones now. Police departments are getting weaponized drones. I want to talk to Mike Rivero, and then coming up the next hour, we're going to play the second half of this video here in audio about Obama. That's why the corporates picked him. That's why they brought Obama in, was because the unpopular war issue would then basically go off the table, and he's increased drone attacks. He's increased many of these wars, and that's why we're exposing him as Barry Sitaro. By exposing the fact that his real name is Barry Sitaro, that he's an Indonesian citizen, that he waived his U.S. citizenship, and is ineligible because of that, more than even the questionable birth certificate, we can also discredit and bring this system to justice. That's why we got this new T-shirt for sale. It says Barry Sotero, big picture of Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, Infowars.com on the back. You want to educate people about Barry Sotero, get this T-shirt at Infowars.com, and your purchase also supports the radio show. You can also order the two new films that are coming out this month, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Mike, that question about Barack Obama, where is the left? Where is Dennis Kucinich? Where are all these people that were supposedly against these illegal wars?
Well, they're basically showing their party loyalty and basically revealing that both political parties really are personality cults. Who's ever at the top, we worship and agree with them, and we attack the guy on the other side. In a lot of ways, the political parties are functioning as religions. They've got the personality of the figure at the top, who is always right, is presumed infallible, and always making fun of the leader of the other cult on the other side of the aisle here. But the reality is that we, the American people, who are expected to provide money and our children for all of this stuff, we need to basically look at the fact that these politicians, like religions, they're making promises they can't really keep and have no intentions of keeping. And that really, for me, is the issue here. We've got a government that feels they have the divine right to lie to us at any and all times. Whatever lie they can come up with that'll keep us contented and complacent, or at least silent and obedient, that's what they're going to feed to us. And they think there's nothing wrong with that. And they don't understand why, after all the lies that we have seen from the last several administrations, the American people are getting fed up. We're tired of lies. We don't want to live in a world of lies. I know that politicians like to go around saying, mundus vult decepi, the people want to be lied to. That's not true. I don't want to be lied to. I demand the truth from the government that is demanding my money and obedience and my family members to die in wars. And we're not getting it. And on that issue alone, I think it's time for the American people to stand up and say, no more. Enough is enough. We were promised that this administration was going to end the wars. They haven't done it. It's time to, you know, it's time to say, okay, this administration is a failure. This government is a failure. They are not responsive to the people.
I want to get this in now. Here's Reuters. NATO rejects Russian call for Afghan poppy spraying. Here it is on record. They let the poppies grow. It's policy. NATO Wednesday rejected Russian calls for it to eradicate opium poppy fields in Afghanistan, saying the best way for Moscow to help control the drug would be give more assistance against the insurgency. Russia's anti-drug czar, Viktor Anovov, met NATO ambassadors in Brussels and proposed that NATO troops be given a UN mandate and an obligation to eradicate Afghan poppy fields, which were killing 30,000 Russians a year. But NATO said no, that they're going to let it grow, because if they do, it'll make the insurgency mad, when our government is in control of almost the whole country and is out there protecting the poppy fields. I even heard a BBC piece where they admitted this. I mean, they're now out in the open protecting the poppy fields, but then I'll drive through a military checkpoint asking if I've got their stinking drugs. Again, they bring the drugs in as a way to get in your life, as a way to get the military involved in your life, as a way to federalize law enforcement, and as a way to put nonviolent drug users in their private prisons, competing with the rest of the outside industry. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with the third hour with Mike Rivero.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.